What is going on, everybody? Back with another episode of the Undergated Podcast, presented to you by the Undergated Network. I am Coop at It's Coop on Instagram. I have the homie CD with me, Chloe's dad. And Austin is out sick today. He's using up some sick time, not PTO. Not PTO, so he's burning up some sick time. But
we got a hell of an HR if he got PTO, bank, sick time, bank.
Volunteer, yeah, right. You got a lot of time out. You got a lot of time over here at the Undergated Network. You get a lot of time, mental health day, all that. Us three come together every Wednesday or last Thursday, where we where we come together and we talk about Gundam, anime, books, TV shows, movies, video games, you name it, we'll talk about it. Man, oh man, we're gonna have a pretty good episode, pretty chill episode too, because we're talking about, y'all see the title. Right. We're talking about Plamo 2025, the who's who of Gundam building, almost. We're getting it there. So, of course, before we get started, let's talk about what we talked about last week. And if you missed last week's episode, this is what you missed. Double Zeta, let me get one word. What do you think of it? In one word.
Why?
And that was last week's episode where we sat back and talked about how is Bandai okay? Like, do we give him credit? Do we not give him credit? We got the full armor Double Zeta versus the Fives, which is the prototype full armor Double Zeta. So we talked about that. We also talked about some more stuff. So go check out last week's episode as well, including this one. But of course, before we really get started, we always start off with the greetings. Brother Sheedy, how's your week been?
My brother, it's been pretty good. A little thrown off since we had that 3-day weekend. Kept thinking today was Monday, but it's actually Tuesday, so that means tomorrow. When this drops, it's Wednesday. We'll be halfway through the week already. It was a good 3-day weekend, though. Took the Chloe and her cousin out to the Storm game. Shout out to my mom. She gave us some really good tickets, so we have to go see them play. Got to see Angela Reese hoop. Just kind of sprinkling the seeds in the Chloe back of Chloe's head. Like, if you want to be, this could be you. But you just got to put that work in. So that was cool. Took them to a little jumpy place. Today, day before school starts, we get to do a little parent-teacher meet and greet. And what's really cool is Chloe's actually going to have my fourth grade teacher. She's going into fourth grade. So she's having the same teacher I had in fourth grade in the same exact classroom 20 years ago. So
that's crazy.
It's wild. She couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Just the shows, man. Like, she's one of my favorite teachers. So for her, Chloe, to have her and, you know, have her experience that, like, that's just sick. It's sick.
I think one time I caught one of my, I know for a fact that I caught, but I had Dante's sixth grade teacher as my sixth grade teacher.
Really?
He was like, "You're Dante's brother?" He said, I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, Lord, got him now."
Damn. Dante was causing havoc back then, huh?
Back then, yeah. Back then. Shit, back then, hell yeah. All the way back then. But that's crazy, man. That's what's up. Time flies.
Bro, it's wild.
Time flies. My week has been chill. Been getting kind of like caught up around the house, doing some getting ready for fall. My favorite season is fall. Leaves turn colors, crisp air. Get shutting the AC off and open a window and get some fresh, clean air in there. Bro. Get that musty smell out of your house, people. Get that musty smell out of your house. Bro. Open up that window.
Do some dusting and shit.
Right. You see the candle going right here. We got Yankee candle. Sage and citrus is the scent for the fall. So we getting right. Getting right for the fall time. It's the Barks No Zero Sugar.
I had this for the first time a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, damn, this is like probably one of the best zero sugars I've had.
That and the orange soda ones.
The Crush?
The Crush.
Oh, my God.
That's like damn near real soda.
Yeah, the Crush. I got a case of Crush and a case of this. I had the Crush. I said, yo, these two?
That's all I need.
Well,
but that's what's up, man. Hopefully everybody had a good 3-day weekend and able to enjoy their Labor Day holiday weekends, chill with the fam, watch anime, build some Gunpla. A lot of people getting those Desatria Master Grades with an Aerial Dominator in. So I don't see the hype. I see the hype, but I don't see the hype. I've been going back and forth, people. Like, this is my gripe. This is my gripe. I talked to CD and I talked to Austin about it. People say, I wish the Kassatria came out 1/100 size, master grade size. All right, cool. Why though? Because the high grade Kassatria is bigger than some master grades. It's bigger than the wing master grades. I think it's like bigger than like the later UC, so like the F91 stuff, right? It's bigger than the Victory Gundam, right? Like it's bigger than, so you get it in 1/100 size. What are y'all going to do with it? I challenge anybody out there that has it. I challenge.
But you want them to pose
give
it?
Give me a dynamic pose. Just give me a dynamic pose, yo. That's all I ask. Don't sit up there with the, give it to me. If take a picture of a dynamic pose and then put it in a museum stance. Don't give it to me with the arms out like T pose or like this and guns in it. I don't even know. No, like, just give it, pose it for me. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. If that's what we're gonna do, if that's what we're gonna do. But why? I wish the Penelope came in 1/100. For what? So it's a massive kit already. How much shelf presence do you really need?
Did they even come out with any posable pictures? All I've seen is it just with the binders open.
Can the binders do the full close?
I don't know.
Like,
how, yeah.
I have like the green pepper looking joint. Like, mm-hmm. What the? It can, or you don't know?
I don't know. I've only seen it with the binders open.
Right. And with the funnels.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's no dynamic poses to tell you that in the artwork. I mean, that's as dynamic as it gets.
You might as well just leave it at that.
So if this was 150, you wouldn't cop it?
No.
No. Shit. If this was 250, I still might cop it.
250?
Yeah, I'd buy this shit. If I found it in stock and I like, if I really wanted it, I'd buy it.
Oh, of course, if you really wanted it.
I got too much other shit I need to build, so I'm really not trying to buy nothing else right now.
Speaking about buying other shit, building and breaking down a backlog, what new items have we added to our backlog? I'll go. I'm not trying to get hooked, people. I blame Joe and Cole at my local hobby town. So what I mean by that, for the people in Spotifyville, we have Gundam cards. The Gundam card game.
I've been looking for these shits everywhere.
I heard Target had some pretty recent. So check your Target. I was like, everybody, they know that I'm a big Wing fan. So they was like, you know, here's some dupes. Y'all already seen the... Hold on. Come on, get in frame. We already seen the Shenlong, mm-hmm. Right? We seen the Shenlong. Give me 1 second. Fix this real quick. So, bam, we got the Shenlong, right? They was able to give me the Death Scythe. So we got the Death Scythe now. We had the Wing Gundam. And then we have the Heavy Arms. So, but Shenlong is for CD. I do need to cop up, get another Shenlong and get Sandrock.
Anybody out there with some dupes of a Sandrock and a Shenlong? Send them to my dog.
We got Zexus Leo from episode 1. Mm-hmm. Which is just a normal Leo. Here's the promo card that came with at the, what's some things called? The Bandai event, right? They gave this out to the people, pop-up shop. And then I went to, they gave me some more too. So we got, Underground Desert Base, Signs of Revolution with Trays and Lady Un on it. We have some resource cards that also came from the promo. the pop-up shop. Brother Rashid, hey. Rashid's orders, and then Rashid's Maganac. So got that. And then I went to a comic book store that I see that they were selling packs. And when they were selling packs, there was a guy in front of me, he was buying them. And I was like, yo, I heard, you know, we was talking about the Gundam packs and stuff like that. And the guy that ran the store went back and went behind the wherever he went and came back and gave us some free stuff. So he wind up giving us a free box, Gundam card box. A little deck box. Yeah, a little deck box. But I might just keep it sealed.
Hell yeah.
I just keep it sealed.
That's promo too. That's gonna be that's a nice little collection.
I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson from Charizard and all that shit.
Man. I'd be rich right now.
And it also came with cards. So I'm giving the next two to Austin. So we got the Strike Gundam card. And then Kira Yamata. The pilot of the Strike.
Yep. Kira Jesus Yamato.
It came with Benaja Lynx. This is a holo as well. I also got Martianus Riddy, or Riddy Martianus from Cole as well. So shout out to them. And then Unicorn Gundam and Unicorn Mode. So I'm trying not to get. The packs were at the comic book store for $10 a pack.
I remember
back in the day that was the starter deck of Yu-Gi-Oh! $10.
Right. I remember at 7-Eleven they used to sell the starter decks and shit.
Right. That's, right. Joey Wheeler and for $20 you get two of them. I remember I was a kid. I got it. I had the first edition. I remember my mom went to Target. She was like, oh, it's only $9.99 or $10, you get the other one. I grabbed. Went and grabbed Yugi. Yeah. I was in the fourth grade.
Go crazy.
I was sitting outside the classroom. Not in the class, like, you know, in the morning. I don't know if y'all school did this, but in the morning before let the class in, right?
Yeah.
You sit outside in the hallway and the teacher would come and open it. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting outside in the hallway. I pulled out the Yugi, the Kaiba deck. I'm like, yeah, this, everybody know I rock with Kaiba. I was like, no, I pulled out the Yugi deck. I was like, yeah, this is the only thing they had. I said, hold on, wait a minute. What's that? Ah, I act like my boy Brandon would tell you this story to this day. He said, I act like my eyes were hurt. I said, what is that? I pulled out the Kaiba deck with Blue Eyes White Dragon. I was like, oh, they were shocked.
The flag.
And then later that day, this is when I got too big headed.
Somebody stole them?
I sat up there and watched the show too much. I damn sure ripped my Blue Eyes White Dragon like Kaiba did in the show. Like how he did Yugi's grandpa. Yeah. He ripped that shit. I was like, I'll rip this. Because I thought I was Seto Kaiba. And I'm like,
damn.
Now I'm looking at it like I lost my ultimate card.
Yeah, the max. Like,
that's why I'm not opening this.
That's the face of the franchise card right there.
Right.
Damn.
I did get that at, so I got some of those cards at Hobbytown. Because it was my birthday this past weekend. And shout out to everybody. Shout it out. But birthday wishes. Brother CD did send me something. Damn, but I put him up already. Next episode. Next episode. I got you, big dog. But I did pick up.
I didn't realize how big the box was.
Yeah, the box. Pause. It is the Lone NBD-009 Lone Shadow. So... this is the deluxe pack. I think it's the deluxe pack. Yeah, I think it is the deluxe pack.
Yeah.
The deluxe pack come with the base. Like a hanger base for the weapons. I saw this before and I was like, this is the one we talked about before. It's like, yeah, this is on some Kaiju number 8 type shit.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I was like, I might pick it up. More try to
look at that, y'all. Third party demon now.
Ah, come on now.
Tristan, then he had the gold joint. Now he got the lone shadow.
And then here's the this is the squad. So you have to buy four more of the lone shadows. Not necessarily this one, because I think this is since this is the deluxe. but there's one that's like $35, $40 to build the rest of the squad. Or you might be able to build it straight out of the gate, like one of them like this.
So in this box, you get like one inner frame and you can pick any of the like armaments to make?
I think so. Don't get me wrong. I mean, what does it say right there? To assemble the five members of Nobody, that's the group.
Yeah.
We'll need Lone Shadow base models.
Times five
and accessory pack one. So maybe not. Maybe you just build the main guy. Because why would you? Well, there's five of them. I don't know.
What if that box is just the accessories?
Yo, come on, chill. Why? Why it's you gotta be like that?
It's gotta be the one, like the main one in the middle.
Right. So, green leaf bones. You could do like the red horns and all of that.
Which one's your favorite?
Out of the four? Out of the other five? Yeah. Shit, that was the reason why I picked it up. Y'all know I'm a sucker for a swordsman.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for the swordsman, my man right there. With the sword right there.
Mm-hmm.
If I could build him like that, I might. But I think you could, I don't know. Don't get me to lying. This is something I am gonna paint though. I am gonna paint this. Maybe pair him up, try to get back in my toy photography bag.
Hey, it's been a minute.
I found all my lights. I just found all my lights that were in my Gundam. What's this? Gundam bag. I found all my lights. Got everything I need. So we getting there. But that's it. That's all I picked up.
For sure. Yeah, I got a few things in. Last week I was talking about I had an order coming in from A to Z Hobby for some paint and stuff. So I did get a couple more bottles. Oof. Doing shit. So I got three more bottles of the Mr. Color GX Super Clear 3. This is a staple in the collection. When this comes in, I tell y'all to grab it because you won't see it again for a year. So I got three more bottles of that. I did get some decals in. Got two sets of RG God Gundam decals. What's the other one? For current projects. So something about these cards, dog. Like, I'm ready just to put them in some little frames and hang them up at this point. These
right.
All look good. So got these in. And then shout out to my dog, Ricky Glues. He pulled up on me at work, and dropped off some paint. So I got some paint from the dog, Ricky Glue. So first, I don't know if you've seen that new line, that GGX paint that just came out. So supposed to be like...
Gallery?
I'll get to that. But this is for Mr. Color. White and black. And it's supposed to be like super, super shiny, which is good for like the 5-star story kits and shit. So I plan to use some of this. So I got the GGX black, white. And then he also sent me with the clear. So I got some of that shit to test out. But speaking of gallery, he was ordering some paints, just testing them out. And
he's killing that car build too.
Killing it. He was like, he liked them, but he didn't really need them. So passed them on to me. So
ooh,
I
like that blue. Is that cobalt blue?
You know it. How'd you cobalt blue? So I got cobalt blue from him.
You know, I might need that.
A metallic.
I might need that cobalt blue.
You've been looking for a cobalt blue too.
You know it.
I got a metallic oak green. Kind of like these purples. Hibiscus purple.
And let me see it. You didn't get in frame. And they airbrush ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna try it out. If you cobalt blue, I will bring it to you. I'll see you in about 2 weeks anyway. So I'll get that to you. But yeah, go ahead and just testing out some new paint, seeing what they're like. acrylic, so I don't know how they'll hold up over time, because you know we mess with lacquer paints over here, but it doesn't hurt. So I got that for my dog Ricky. If you're coming to Plamo, you'll see him down there as well. And then I also got from him some decals that we were just talking about from G Reworks for the G Quax Gelgu, which I'm going to be building soon. So good looking out for that. And then the last thing I did get, I'm working on the base for my project for Plamo, and I needed some plot plate. So these are just some square plot plate that I'm going to be putting on the base. I found some on Amazon, and them shits weren't going to be here until like the 14th now. So I just went to my local hobby town, and thankfully they had this shit. So we'll be getting to that next.
And that's the brick one too. So I need to get that in general.
And they were trying to jip me because one, this one was $7.99. This one was $6.59. She tried to change this price to $6.59 she tried to change them to the higher price. I said, no, ma'am. Why would you change it to the higher price? If one's lower price, give me the lower price for both. What the
fuck? And why you not? I'm about to say, and why you not going to ring it up?
Yeah. So
both. Come on now.
Trying to get over on me. No way, Jose. But that's it. A little light hole. Oh, wait. And I did get some Microsoul.
Because
I ran out of the Mr. Hobby stuff.
Is that flat? Oh, no. There's one that you could have for flat and gloss. It's good for, like, putting decals on without top coating.
Right here. Micro gloss. Yep.
Micro gloss. That's really good for putting a putting that decal down. And you don't have to worry. Like, if you don't want a top coat,
Nice part about that, too. You can spray it out of the airbrush, or you can paint it on with a brush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I meant by, like, a brush. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Got some good pickups. Hopefully everybody out there got to pick up what they need to get in.
Take care of yourselves, man.
Orders came in and anything like that. Yeah, hopefully everybody got what they want. Hopefully, Santa came early for something. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Who knows? Next up, we have What's Cooking with some stuff that we're working on Gundam-wise, TV show. Obviously, like I say all the time, myself getting back in the gym, being more consistent with that. We are watching Kaiju number 8. Caught up on that. Watched the newest episode, Power of Friendship type of episode. Try watching G Gundam, man. And nothing wrong with G Gundam. I was a fan of it growing up. It's just maybe I'm watching it at a wrong time. I'm watching it like right before bed. Like, so it's knocking me out. Like, that's why I'm shaking my head. I was telling CD, I was like, yo, my man Domo jumped in it's like a car, it's their version of the Core Fighter. He jumped into that, which parked itself in the Gundam. And then he still had room to have the thing that comes down and puts the black suit on him and he can move. I'm like, yo, all that's in the body of the Gundam? Just all of that is in the body of the Gundam. You just got a house. You parked your car. So yeah, he took that, he flipped it up, and it went inside. Does that go on a bat? Or does it fold down? It goes in like it parks, right? Yeah. And it parks, boom. And then he has still have room to do all the, and all that. And I'm like, but again, I know people, it's a cartoon. All right. Sure, whatever. I'm not saying it's a gripe. I'm not saying like, oh, I can't watch it because of that. I got to like episode three, whatever Saisashi and the Dragon Gundam. Shout out to my man Court. He's the one. Those are his DVDs that I've been borrowing for like the last 10 years. But just sitting back and watching that and working on this Plamo build and just brainstorming some ideas of what's the next future builds, the Golden Warrior, this Lone Shadow, other builds, other kits. So
the pod was cooking. The pod,
yeah, the pod cooking, the pod booming. You know, just working on a whole lot. Working at work. Working me at work. Pause. Working me at work. But other than that, that's it. What you got? Let's see it.
I'm right there with you, dog. Nah, it's up there. I'm not pulling it out. But if y'all been following,
pause.
Yeah, that's crazy. Damn. I'm not taking it out the case. But if you guys have been following the last couple weeks of the pod, I've been working on the God Gundam. So I put decals on it. I will show you. Coop was talking about, you know, the little core fighter, core lander thing. So this is, yeah, this is the last thing that needs to be top coated. So all this has been decaled. Painted. It just needs that final top coat to go along with the Gundam. Coop, Austin, and Chris have seen the finished flat photos of it, and I think Jesse looks pretty sick. I'm not gonna hold you. I think it looks pretty sick. So just gotta finish up this piece and that will be done. I do have some decals coming in for the Shining Gundam sometime either later this week or early next week, and I'll get those put on there. And I don't think I won't drop any photos of it until I get back from Plamo. So if you're not at Plamo,
it's exclusive.
Yeah, if you're not at Plamo, you won't
see it. Likewise.
You too?
Yeah, likewise.
If you're not at Plamo, you won't see it till, you know, we get back. Maybe October, who knows? But yeah, man, I'm with you with Coop, dog. I'm with you. I'm trying to work on myself. I've been doing a lot of walking on my breaks and my lunches at work. Just trying to, you know, get in shape, be a little healthier with my life. You guys see me drinking the zero sugar soda.
That's the best thing to do. Yeah. Like, for all my soda people, that zero sugar is like something about, like, I got the zero sugar Pepsi in there. I have the zero sugar Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
The zero sugar
calories, orange soda.
All of it. And it's not diet. So, no. Like, my mom be like, I got that diet taste. No, I don't taste that diet taste. It's
close. It's good.
Yeah. It's the closest thing to soda if you want, like, a hit of soda. That, so,
you know, the burn the back of your throat.
Right.
So,
yeah, like, I want that, you know, that. Mm. Yeah, there you go. That's that soda.
So, just been working on myself, man. Working on the family. Chloe has basketball tryouts for AAU this Saturday, so we're just working on her game. Me and the missus have an anniversary coming up. We're going to the game. Mm. Correct to say that. What I got? She got me some tickets to the Seahawks 49ers game, opening game. So we're going to be there for that.
Ooh, the opening game.
Opening game. First game of the season. So yeah, man, just working on family, working on relationships. Working on shit. As far as anime, Kaiju number 8, I'm really enjoying Gachu Chika, the garbage anime.
Yeah.
That's really been a pleasure to watch. Makes me want to get back to reading the manga. But actually, I think I'm just going to watch it. I'm not even going to worry about reading that shit.
Yeah, just
watch it. So, other than that, I don't think anything else. I'm not reading anything right now. Took a little bit of time off. I'm at 47 books. So I do have time to get to 50, but I am waiting until November. A couple book twos come up that I've been waiting for about a year and a half. So look forward to that. And then just been chilling, man. Getting ready for the end of about 2.5 weeks where we all get to get together and put some shit on the table and hang out.
Just chop it up. Can't wait for that either, man. And I know my homie Austin, he's been working on himself. You know, spending time with the family and stuff like that. He's got to move. So everybody that's been hitting us up about Austin, he appreciates the love. He sees it in the IG too. So working on himself, working on getting the move right. He's been gaming, a lot of gaming. I let him talk about how much gaming. I mean, he's been talking about so much gaming. I done broke out the old Vita. Damn. The old PS Vita.
Is this still right work?
Yeah, it still works. It's dead as a door now, right now, but I got a charger in the desk. But what game's in it? People probably 16 gigabyte PlayStation memory card. You had to get the PlayStation memory card.
I got a PSP and I still got Midnight Club in that shit.
So we got Amazing Spider-Man is in this. So still works. I'm not mistaken, I remember the passcode to it. I know I put a passcode on it. This is the one that has cell service on it too, I think. Gotta clean it up a little bit.
PlayStation was ahead of the game with these shits, man.
Ahead of it. Ahead of the game. Ahead of the game.
I remember being on MySpace on the PSP and shit.
I remember being on a couple of other sites too on that shit. Download 15-second videos to the memory card. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Remember pregame? Didn't have no iPad. I was listening to Lil Wayne No Ceilings on mine. Thought I was bumping.
All of it. All of it. My man, I remember let my boy Aaron take it to his crib and put some music up there. He came back with like 500 songs. I was jamming on his joint. on the PSP. When I had, I was jamming. You put it in your pocket with the headphones in.
Yeah.
Right.
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell me anything. Next up, we have what's new. Now, and not a whole lot, to be honest with you. I'm looking at Gunpla Nerd's Instagram. I do remember people talking about this, and you in particular. So this is the black version of a Stargazer.
Yeah. Did you get the Stargazer? You got the Stargazer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
With the pre-cut masking?
Yeah.
Third party demon.
chill.
Third party.
I remember people thought this one coming out.
Yeah.
Weren't you one of them?
I was. Everybody kept thinking the box art was like, but it was just a different box art. But this is pretty, it looks good in these colors. I like it. With the red too. The
Eclipse. Eternal Darkness Eclipse. It comes with two different inner frames and a V-fin. This looks good.
It does. I like this shit. I like that. When are you going to build yours? Austin got
this. Dare I get both? Yeah, no. Austin did get this. Dare I get both? Did Austin get this?
He does. He built it too.
Yeah, he did.
You leading us in third party kiss now. I can't hear nothing from you.
That would be crazy to put them out like this. Dark versus back light. Back.
Yeah.
Yin and yang.
Come on. People slept on my kit. It's a good kit, too.
Yeah, look, damn sure is. That says figure arts of
Neon.
Yeah, from GQuex.
All right.
Okay.
I guess.
You're not gonna get the G-Fred? Yeah. Oh, this is the metal build figure, but like you're not gonna get the high grade.
Nah,
doesn't do it for you, huh?
Nah,
even with the Ava colors.
Nah, that's
God dog.
Are you getting it?
Nah, I say nah now, but nah.
Yeah, I think these are just some of the photos. I don't know if we looked at them last week, but the Dom.
Yeah, you say you don't want it because of the third, like with the leg up.
Yeah, bro, go back to that photo. That shit is killing me.
That's disgusting. With all three legs out, one man looks like he on a toilet.
Yeah, bro, this is crazy. You got different thrusters too in the back. Now I'm looking at it. I don't know what the fuck those are, but yeah, this ain't it.
That's a bad photo right there.
I'm good, man.
The goofed off Carl.
I do like the bazooka that comes with that. I don't know if we've seen that before. I can't remember, but the bazooka's cool. The rest of it could have kept it.
You can put the shield in the front, okay.
Right.
Yeah, not a whole lot. Mm-mm. Not a whole lot. Kamen Rider, this pink. Rukas Zaku. Nobody's copping.
We're good. Some
30-minute fantasies. The Wizard. Sorcerer. Chanter. I need to get this, though.
Right. I'll get this.
I need to get this for sure.
This is toy photography written all over it. We were talking about Fable the other day.
Oh, yeah. You know it. You know it. Quick little paint job on it too.
Yeah. Did you watch Delicious in the Dungeon?
Did I watch what?
Delicious in the Dungeon. That's what it's called.
Dog, come on now. I'm a casual anime fan.
Don't do that.
You think I ever heard of anything called Delicious in the Dungeon?
You see, look at the picture on the right. You see that chick sitting right there?
That's not Zelda?
No.
Oh. I thought that was Zelda. When I looked at it, I was looking at it just a couple seconds.
I don't know if it's on Crunchyroll, but just pop it on. It was probably one of the better shows last year. No one really talked about it. But it's a party. People, they're a party in the dungeon looking for this dude's sister, and they don't have any money, so they're like, "All right, let's like kill these dungeon creatures." And they're like making like 5-star meals out of the dungeon creatures, and some of them look like shrimp men. It's good. It's a good show. We'd fuck with it. Okay.
I think that's gonna be sick. What is this? Action trip. It's a pass.
Yeah, I don't know what those are. They look like they could be Zeon suits.
It's a pass.
Yeah, fact. You getting the ones? The model kits?
No, man.
Same. They damn near the same price as a one.
Right. Hell no. I did look at third party pictures of this though. But Sazabi.
Have you seen the red one?
Yeah.
What colors do you like?
I do like the red one. But I got too much to build now as it is. Running out of space.
Oh, go to the up one. I was kind of reading this manga. It's not too bad.
Gundam Zerius?
Yeah. From Gundam 8. It's not too bad. I don't know if they're going to animate.
Well, tell us about it, brother. Give us a synopsis. What is it about?
Shout out to Gucci Gunpla. I don't know if you remember the show Blue Gender. It used to be on Toonami. Back in the day.
No.
So pretty much the world's overrun by like kaijus. And there's only like, you know, a handful of people left. And it's a Gundam fighting kaijus pretty much. It's pretty cool. Mm. Maybe we'll get an OVA one day. Who knows? This
pose right here.
In about 10 building and breaking down the backlogs.
Over 10?
This might be cops. Wait, is this not called the Glory?
It's Eternal Darkness.
Is it made by the same company?
Supermodel Soul?
What if, because I'm looking at this comic, like, what if a third party ripped another third party and just changed the name?
It might have, because remember you said one over 99.9999. This one says 1-100.
100 is crazy. Damn.
That's a good point. It might. I don't see it come with like the deluxe stuff though.
The lights?
Look at the effects. Look at the backpack though. It has like a hinge.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the chrome one too. This is kind of
tough. This might get caught.
No, I'm blaming
this. Might get caught. I'll put it right on, and I have the star one right above him and on that same action base.
Yep. I like this shit.
I like that. What kind of gray you think that is?
Maybe like a ghost gray? Not even a ghost gray, because it's not even dark enough.
Phantom gray?
Phantom gray.
Char's phantom gray?
Mm-hmm. Phantom gray. A nice Zeon gray from Splash.
Mm.
There's a paint from SMS that's like waff gray. It's pretty nice. Pretty close to. This looks good. Ooh! I can imagine if you had some crazy effect parts, him shooting through the portal like that.
I don't know which one is building, the red or the black. I mean, the red or the gold.
Durant.
But do you do? I see the red is clear.
Mm-hmm, translucent.
So do you freak it? I would freak it. I'll paint. I'll paint the red.
Mm-hmm.
Bright red. This is gonna get cop. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna lie to myself. This is getting cop.
Bandai's not doing it for us no more.
No. This is like all new stuff. Like, yeah. I will watch this show.
Right.
Like, whatever show this is, I will watch it. And if these, if that's like the antagonist or the ace suit or whatever, he kind of wants me to just pull the glory out and work on the glory.
Right. And the cool part, you can probably order another pre-cut masking tape for the glory to fit this too and be good to go.
I gotta find that pre-cut masking tape.
No telling where that is. Where's the glory?
It's in the storage unit.
In the store?
It's in the storage unit. In the store. I gotta eventually go out there and organize them, like, organize.
You gotta drop the BTS, the behind the scenes of that one.
Maybe I'll go in there with the metas on.
Yeah.
I ain't doing all that. I ain't trying to brag about my backlog. I ain't bragging about my backlog. Oh, we're gonna.
You're not going to the.
Nah, let me stop. Let me stop. Let me stop.
Good karma only.
That's it. That's all we ask for. That's all we asked for. But that's it for Hold It. What's new? I'm going to say Hold That Thought. You heard anything going on? Hold That. Anything crazy around the world? Anything crazy? What's going on? CD, talk to me. Talk to me.
NFL's back.
NFL's back.
Did you watch UNC yesterday?
Oh, college football has been crazy. You talking about Bill Belichick's girl?
Yeah.
And people be like, yo, can I get $20 to go to the concession stand? And he just walks off.
Yeah. And it got smoked.
Bad. 41-7.
48-14 was the final score.
Oh, damn. All right, people. I did my fantasy football. Here we go to the lineup. Let's put my work. Let me know if I did wrong. So we got Pat Mahomes at QB. Amari Hampton, rookie, running back. People say he could, for the Chargers, people say he could be rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. Henderson, also another rookie running back. Fresh legs up for the Patriots.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson at receiver. Brian Thomas at receiver from Jacksonville. Njoku at tight end. My flex receiver. AJ Brown got the Eagles defense and Jake Elliott at kicker. Keenan Allen on the bench. JJ McCarthy has on the bench. Myers on the bench. Kyle Pitts. Devontae Smith.
Stevenson. Kyle Pitts too.
I want to got Kyle Pitts.
God damn, who's in your league? Who's they drafting?
People, I think the people been like hearing those daggone jokes about like Kyle Pitts. Make sure
he don't score touchdowns. He got a new quarterback, Mr. Durant.
That quarterback and that quarterback knows that he ain't been eating.
Right, feed that.
So
man.
The Browns, Njoku plays Cincinnati. Joe Flacco feeding them. Njoku could have like 6 catches, 38 yards, and a touchdown.
Easy.
Like, that's easy against the
points.
Yeah. So Kyle Pitts, they play Tampa Bay, tough nose defense.
Yeah. Damn, you out there fleeced. You got 4 top 25 receivers and shit, and Keenan Allen. top 30. I'm gonna pray for you, dog.
Yeah,
health as well. If your team's healthy, you should be all right.
I will hope so. I will hope so.
I don't think anything else big. 2K's out, Madden's out, all that good stuff's out. If you're a gamer, it's the time to be alive. Pac West just happened up here. I didn't go to it, but I heard there was a lot of cool stuff people saw. What's Deep that? Three Pac West is like a big gaming convention. Happens all over. There's like three, east, west, south. D3 happened. Got some new announcements as far as movies. Toy Story 5. Nothing about Doomsday yet. Just triple set photos and shit. Spider-Man. You know? Nothing crazy.
And we just gonna wait. We just gonna wait for Avengers. I have to get caught up. I have to watch. Thunderbolts, I have to watch. Brave New World. What is it? Captain America?
That shit wasn't that great. I'm not gonna hold you.
I heard it won't.
There was too much. It was
too many what?
Too many reshoots. They had to change a lot.
And you could tell.
Yeah. Plus they should have kept that Red Hulk was gonna be there. Like, you found out about Red Hulk going to be like in the movie like 4 or 5 months before it came out. That's the one thing about you can't keep shit secret anymore. Everything's spoilers. Like I want to be.
They gotta be.
Yeah. Like I just want to go and watch the movie and not know what the fuck's gonna happen.
That's it. That's it for Hold That Thought. Let me know, people, how do you think my lineup did? $200 pot. $200 pot. $20 a head, 10 and a head, 10 man lead.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Plamo 2025 is going to finish the sentence, CD. Plamo 2025 is going to be a
movie.
It's going to be a movie. It's going to be great. It's going to be a good time.
That's
the biggest thing. Plamo 2025. It's going to be a good time. Like CD said, we're a couple of weeks out. We're 19 days. Well, when this drops, 19, 18 days away.
I'm gonna say like we might have two. This is two more podcasts before we go. Next Wednesday, right. Wednesday after that. So
next Wednesday, three more.
Three more.
Next Wednesday,
yeah,
be like the 8th. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yep. Two more podcasts. Not clean today. Two more.
We got a lot for y'all. We got a lot for y'all. So we're not going to talk about it. I want y'all to hold us to it.
Yep.
We got a lot for y'all when it comes to the Plamo's event. We got a lot. A lot. Both cameras are being bought down, so
if you're there, be prepared to ask some questions.
Answer some questions. Have some fun.
Shoot the shit.
Shoot it. Maybe come back to the Airbnb and just chill out. We ain't throwing no party now. No party, man.
Play some cards. Chill. Yeah. Watch some Gundam. Talk shop. What are you most looking forward to, Coop?
Man, my mind's just been on that Friday night. That Friday night when we all turn, not all of us from Plamo, but we all kind of like, the day's already over, Plamo is tomorrow. Because when you're in Plamo, everything is kind of like, any type of event, everything kind of going.
Right.
And then it's going to hit you. It's going to hit that point where it's like, this time tomorrow, this shit is over. Yep. So that Friday night is where I want to be like, all right.
A kickback.
Relax, chill, kick back, talk shop, you, Ricky Glues, anybody else who pops up. I think Gucci Gumpler said he's gonna bring the unicorn DVDs and stuff like that. Like, so it's gonna be a time, man. It's gonna be a time. But just chilling. What about you, man? What are you looking forward to?
Same. Even though I just seen you and doesn't seem that it's been a while. So I'm good to always kick with my dogs. Same, just getting to see people. Josh Cunningham, Glitch Studio,
Daniel Cunningham.
Josh, who the fuck is that's what I call his roommate. Damn, shout out to you. Josh Cunningham. That's what I call his roommate. Damn, Daniel Cunningham. Yes, Zaku Namis, Bakara, Gunplo OG, Rozzy, Gucci Gunpla, Burial, everybody that tuned into the show that we've talked to, we've gotten to meet over the years. I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys. Like, that's probably the best part of this. It was always nice seeing dope model kits on the table, but it's the connections we make from the dope model kits. So getting there, getting back and kicking it with everybody, like you know, just seeing everybody. I fucking love that shit, man. I love that shit.
Damn right.
It's going to be a movie. And it's the second time, or this is the third Plama show, our second time there. So looking forward to, you know, representing the Undergated. We got a bunch of stickers. I got Chloe going to work making some buttons. We're trying to, you know, be in our best social media influencers, you know, getting some content.
We're trying to be the best, you know, trying to be the best Gunpla podcast for y'all. Yeah, that's all we can do.
That's all
we can do. Try to give y'all healthy, good content when it comes to Gundam and being a part of the community, man. Like, if this isn't being part of the community, I don't know what is.
Right.
You know, just being around like-minded people and giving back to the community and, you know, taking that time out of, like, this isn't local. You know, no offense to the people that deal with ODO or anything like that, but this isn't local. This is like 1,000 miles away from CD's home. Coming out here just to chill, right? Like, this isn't, like, hey, airfare isn't paid for by Volks. No disrespect to him, but like, none of that. Like, you know what
it's
I'm saying?
Out of,
like,
our pocket. To be
out
here.
Of our pocket to be amongst like-minded people in the community. So, I'm planning on having a blast, man. I'm planning on the moment I touch down. The very first moment I touch down.
Yeah. It's because it's a big too.
Ricky Glue's gonna let you know right now, brother. You DD all week. You a DD all week, bro. Cause I won't. I ain't gonna hold you. I probably can't drive.
We need it.
So, right.
We need it. We all need a vacation. Everyone that's coming down there, we need this getaway. So Plamo 25 will be an experience. It's at the Barber Museum, so even if you don't bring any Gundams, just pop up.
Just right. Take the family out for the day.
Yeah, come see some dope models. Come see some. It's a cool museum.
It's a motor museum. Nice venue. Again, what Chris does with the venue. And hats off to Chris and the Vulcan team, man. Like, the Plamo magazine, the Plamo Expo. Like, you're not seeing this, the website. You're not seeing this from anybody else. Let's be real. Like, you have companies that run websites, you have companies that run businesses, but they're not throwing no expo together. Like,
no.
Then people that run the contest, they're not running websites, they're not running businesses. This is a lot of the stuff is coming out of Chris's pocket. He kind of tells us the expenses, and it's like,
yeah. He's putting on the show for everyone, hitting up sponsors, the giveaways. The if you win, what you win, the plaques, the awards. If you win, you don't just get a plaque. You know, like, there's prizes too. So, I mean, Coop would tell you what did you walk away with last year?
The giveaway. I think I got 2 ground units, the wing set, third party wing set. Like, man, it's a blast. Again, September 20th. 10 to 4, pre-register, please pre-register so it can be smooth and easy. We're not trying to put a whole lot of extra burden on Chris, you know, with the door and stuff like that.
Take care of this door before you get down there, please. We've been saying this for the last 30 episodes, I feel like. Please go ahead and just, we got it up here. For people that are on Spotify, go to Plamo 25 website and pre-register. Mm-hmm. Pre-register. Take the ease of having to come there and sign up, fill out paperwork. You already have it done. And you can just
scan the QR code right now on the screen. Yeah.
Scan it.
Let me see. I'm pretty sure you can work right off the screen.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, go.
It's on the Vulcan website.
Pulls up right there. Or you can just go to plamoexpo.online.
I'll do it too.
Pre-register.
Right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-reg. Save yourself some time, stress, because that's the one thing, getting there. You know, we've all been to IPMS shows, and you got to wait there, register, get your numbers. You know, it takes a minute. Get all that stuff knocked out the way.
So you got Plomo pre-registered, $20. Online pre-registration is limited to adult participants and can only be used for builders whose work is not in the competition, but is in the exhibit. The rest of the visitors and youth can purchase tickets at the door. After purchasing pre-register, you will receive an email with a pre-register number and a model registration form. Please provide your registration number to the staff on September 20th for identification verification. Pre-registered competitors can email their model registration form to Plomo committee by September and will be provided. The committee will provide printed registration nameplates on the day of the competition. So you fill out the form, you get it printed out, and he's doing the work for y'all.
That's it. They even print it out for you. Sheesh.
Participants who register online after August 31st will not receive a registration code or related forms. Oh, my bad. But still. Pre-register can bring up to 5 entries and compete in 5 categories. On-site registration allows you to only compete in 2.
Yep.
You limit yourself. Pre-register will also get awarded decals. If there are other souvenir details, will be posted on INS. Insta. So.
They do random drawing for them numbers too. So.
Yeah, it's a time, man. It's a time again. You're in the area, you know, Pensacola area, Georgia area, Louisiana, wherever. The surrounding states, come on down. So Tennessee, come on
Jupla
down.
Jupla driving down from Tennessee, I believe he lives out there.
Yeah.
Coop flying in from Virginia. Me and Ricky Glue's coming in from the other. Daniel Cunningham, Bakara. We coming from the West Coast to this event, yo.
This is about to be crazy.
We come from coast to coast to be at the Plomo event. Any tips, since you were there last year, Coop, and you did some judging, any tips that you want to give any first time? Dust your models.
Dust your model kits. Best way to dust them, if you get, obviously, the gun primers glazer. If you have a gun primer, go get gun primers glazer. Got to throw that in there. If you don't feel like getting that, just go ahead and grab you one of those little brushes, makeup brushes. That's it. Grab your little makeup brush like CD has in his hand. Go to Dollar Tree.
Yep.
Brush it off. Dust it all off. Make sure that, again, this is a heavy competition. So if you plan on going and you're like, you know, I just want to put something on the table, still try to bring your best work.
Yep.
Still try to bring your best work. Like, of course, we want to see any type of builds, but like, still bring your best work. Whatever you feel like is your best work, bring it. Because you only get better when you do your best, yep. Right? Like, if you're like, oh, I don't want to bring this janky kit, and people say, yo, you could have did X, Y, and Z, and all you tell us is, yeah, but this is an older, yeah, this is one of my first painted ones, yeah. Then we can't really critique you right then and there for you to build yourself, build better. Be better, to build better. There's a slogan somewhere in there. But other than that, that's it, man. Just show up and have a good time. Don't worry about no drama. This isn't GBWC. This isn't, you know, if you don't place, you don't place. Yeah, you don't place, you don't place.
It's not even about place.
That's all that matters.
It's nice to place, of course. But yeah, it's even better just to be around builders that are better than you and then ask them questions. Learn from them.
How'd you do that?
So you can come back and compete. Yeah.
Right.
This is an important part of the process. You know, look at your shit.
Right. That's how I was able to talk to Dan, who did the five-star story is Burial Gunpla, and it was able to hit him up after the fact and ask him, yo, what type of paint can I use for this to get this?
Right.
He's like, oh, do this. Get this. And, you know, just...
It's making those connections. Matter of fact, Dan was the one I had to ask him, hey, bro, what did you use on that base for your five-star story kit? And he told me what it was. I went out and bought it. It's all about, you know, making these connections, getting to know these people, picking their brains, you know, and building the community. That's the biggest thing, you know. We want to continue building mm-hmm. this. We don't want to look down 2 years down from home and we don't have this anymore. You know, this is something that, you know, this is good for the community.
Right. Good and it's only community, it's only getting bigger because last year and the year before, this is year three. So yep. Imagine year seven, imagine year eight. Chris might have to make this a 2-day event.
Right.
2-day event would be crazy. 2-day expo event with other stuff going on, like panels, all that. Like, right. That'll be nuts. That'll be nuts.
Workshops and shit.
Exactly. You know, a little fun events for the kids and stuff, Pokemon kits and stuff like that. There's a lot. There's a lot. Gundam Place. It's not that far from me. You really to drive, like if you're down there, drive 3 hours to Gundam Place. Shout out to them boys down there. They do a great job at the Gundam Place store. And
they'll have some models on display. And both them employees last year.
Both them dogs. I think they both place.
They both place. So
they both place.
They're not here just to talk shop. They also here to bring up some awards, so you got to compete with them.
They know what they're talking about. They talk the talk and walk the walk too. So I think that's the one of the employees.
Right there, the GM
Dominance.
Yeah.
Right.
The GM Dominance. Right there. Yep.
Jupla's up there. A couple of 5-star stories. I see Dan's kit. I see a couple of George's kits.
Two of
Daniel
his.
Cunningham. Yeah. So. It's gonna be a fun event, man. I'm trying to pass out on a car ride so I can be well rested. Yeah. Energy drink after energy drink.
I'm trying to not sleep type.
Like you said,
I'm trying to be up, I'm trying to kick it. Cause you know, we don't get to experience it too often.
Right. And it makes it fun too when you plot out the stuff because as of right now, I'm planning to still come up there in February.
Yeah.
To Seattle.
The Model Mania.
Chill out with my Northwest boys. My Dan's a Dragoon, Skyfire, Cobra Plug, Ricky Glue, CD. I'm still trying to make my way up there this year. Next year. So that, ODO, GBWC. This is a refresh, man. It went from bouncing around from your local hobby stores to see competition. Okay. Now we're going nationwide. What's next? No. International. We're going international next. We're going global, baby. Come on, man. Stop playing with us.
You couldn't have told us when we started this podcast. If you would have said, hey, bro, you'd be traveling to Alabama for Gundams 3 years ago, I'd have been like, Alabama?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. So, especially for Gundam.
It shows you, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it shows you how big the community is and how strong it is and how, you know, almost like, I hate to say it, but like cowboy fans. We travel. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Raider fans, they travel, baby. Like, they don't, they everywhere.
They gonna be Raiders there.
The snow. Right. So, again, the Plamo event's coming. I have at least one entry to put on the table. Yeah. At least one. You got two outside of what you've been working on? One, is that, can you count that as one entry or two kits?
That's one piece. And then I might be in the Sing Long. And if I have time, Chris has been, hey, bro, I need you to do this one. So we'll see. It's a big kit. So we'll see.
Gundam?
It is a Gundam. It's a high-grade Gundam, but it's a large Gundam.
So
we'll see.
Sheesh. So, again, the Plamo event, September 20th. Barber Vintage Motorsports, that's at 6030 Barber Sports from Parkway Leeds, Alabama. Leeds, I think that's how you say it. Leeds, Alabama. So just come out there and kick it with us, people. And then we're gonna have
10-4.
That's a long time
too.
And yeah. Don't think the party stops at 4.
No way.
We kicking it.
Yeah.
The museum might not even close at 4. The museum might close at 8. We might just kick it there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Palmo's over.
Yeah,
that's
Saturday at 4:00. Yeah.
Come on now. At 3:45, nobody better be telling me, all right, y'all, I'll see y'all next time. Like, nah, where y'all headed to?
We're kicking.
Where y'all headed to?
Yeah, we're shutting it down.
Yeah, this is going to be.
We're shutting it down.
Damn, dog. It's 2 weeks away.
Going to be a movie. That's it. We've been plotting on this forever. And now, because mind you, last year, we're already back by now.
Yeah, last year it was already over. I can't wait till next year. And next year is here.
And now we're here.
That's it. Get you in that mode too, man. I'm in the mode to get back to building, get back to painting, get back to get my get back. So
yeah,
It's a wrap.
I have to get. Yeah.
I have to get it out of the head and into the table. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, right. And like I said, we got a lot of stuff planning for Unnegated as well. Try to revive, just being frank with y'all, just try to revive the TikTok page as well. So more TikTok content, more YouTube shorts. So be a part of it. Don't be camera shy when we walk up on you. We got the wireless mic, so we got the audio for y'all. We're gonna have everything we need to have for y'all. So don't be camera shy.
And shit, and come say what's
don't
up.
Don't be shy in general. Yeah.
Come say what's up. We friendly people. If you fuck with Unnegated, you ain't met us in person. We are some of the coolest dudes. You can ask about us.
Now, I ain't gonna hold y'all.
Say what's up.
I seen a lot of faces in my day. Being an officer, I seen a lot of faces in my day. If a brother don't remember your face, I'm sorry. Just throw the name out there. Just throw your name out there.
That's it.
I can remember certain faces, like not because of a look, because I've seen you multiple times. But if you
lead with your IG name, but please give me your real name too, so I'm not running around calling you by your Instagram name.
Right, because that's one thing I'm not going to do.
Yeah,
unless it's a smooth like Jupla, like all right,
yeah,
like that. That like no homo, that rolls off the tongue. All right, cool. Right. Freaky Glues. All right, cool.
Yes,
Gucci Gumpla rolls off the tongue. Lakara rolls off the top. But like if it's something crazy, Gumpla killed my dad.com at Instagram, like come on.
Lead with that, but then tell me your real name, please, so I can call you
please.
John or Josh, Tim.
Yeah.
Something.
Austin.
Yeah.
And then too, like let us know something about you. Like something outside of Gumpla. I want to get to know the people outside of Gumpla as well.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I do this. I got this going on. I got this fishing trip. All right, cool.
Yeah. We friendly people, yo. Don't be scared to come say what's up. And not saying like we some celebrities or anything, but come say what's up. Introduce yourself.
We got a couple of people. It's not like a celebrity thing or nothing being cocky. It's just, there's been times where we're saying that because we've seen people in person. Well, they've seen us and they'll hit us up and be like, yo, I saw you at the Bandai pop up. Oh, I saw you at ODO, and I'm like, yo, why you ain't come?
Come say what's up. I appreciate the message.
Ain't gonna bite your head off.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a photo with you. I'm trying to take a picture with everybody.
Right. And all I ask people, all everybody asks, stop at a Dollar Tree if need be.
Deodorant.
Get that deodorant. That's all we ask, bro. That's all we ask. And I might have the little spray. Ask me if I have the little spray one. Yeah, ask me if I have the little spray deodorant, or a little, you know, some smell good. I'll toss it to you. You go in the bathroom, do what you got to do. Yo, I didn't think it was gonna be this hot. You know, CD last year walked around with a rag.
Come on,
I think it's gonna be this hot.
Alabama.
I forgot my deodorant. Like, All right, cool. Here, you know, yeah. I got you here. Go in the bathroom. It's not going to be a stick. It's just going to be the.
Yep.
And you're good to go. And you're back in the game. You're back in the game, people.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel shy. That's all we ask. That's all we ask.
I will have some. We're going to be doing a lot of talking.
Right.
Okay.
Hydrate, drink your water, and just chill out.
Yes, please stay hydrated. It is Alabama. It's still September, so it's still going to be hot. Be hydrated. No fainting, please.
Right.
I think Chris got to pay extra money to have, like, you know.
EMS
there. Let's not use it, please.
Right. But, you know, get your cameras ready. Get everything ready. You want to see a lot of builders, man. I'm excited to talk to the homie Blakar 7 in person.
Right.
Zaku Namas and Daniel Cunningham, or Dan too.
Both Dan.
Burial, even both of them. And Burial Gunpla's wife. Talk to her like they're a cute couple and stuff like that. So, and just chill out, man. Chill out. So let us know. Again, we're going to post it. This is Grips, a.k.a. Chris's Instagram. Go to it, PlamoExpo.online. Again, PlamoExpo.online. Pre-register. Drop that $20, which is that milkshake, that extra, that in that large Chick-fil-A meal.
Matter of fact, that high grade you got in your cart, it can weigh a paycheck.
You can wait a paycheck. Go ahead. Go ahead and drop it now. Go ahead and drop it now. Yeah.
Go ahead and drop it now. It can wait. Save your bread. Save some time. Oh, shout out Leviathan Prime too. I'm ready to see his shit. He had that big ass Millennium Falcon. I'm ready to see what he's bringing in this year too. Shout out to everybody that's going. Shout out to y'all. Anybody else?
Shout out to anybody that's doing a 5-star story kit. More power to y'all. Right. Salute you, Godspeed. Let me see. Has Chris got any more information on this? Oh, these are some of the sponsors.
And he's still on the phone, emailing, getting more sponsors as we speak. So, SMS, USA Gundam Store, Robot Kai, Madworks, Steady. Zaku Aurelius, Gundam Limited, OK New Type, Gallery.
Gundam Place, yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all tune in. Again, PlamoExpo.online. And also go to VulcanHobby.com. Use code TheUndergate10 to save 10% off of your orders when shopping with Vulcan Hobby. And he's the one that puts on his show. Enough said.
Enough said,
people. CD, tell them what, you know.
Yeah, use code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with SMS. I use SMS. This is one of the builds I will be bringing down there is exclusively SMS. You can see this has been used a lot. There's nothing left in here, but this Insignia Blue is a game changer when it comes to SMS paints. Lacquer base, airbrush ready paints. Use code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with SMS. Save you some bread to paint your kids after you've saved some bread at Vulcan Hobby. Coop, dog, bring us home. What else can we do?
You can get 10% off with Gun Primer if you use code COOP10. That's directly with Gun Primer, code COOP10. With Gun Primer, they make the gritter, the glazer, the balancer, the razor, the gravity, everything you really need for a kit to preserve kits, give your kids competition ready. I've been saying it for a long time. They have great tools.
Oh, speaking of that, I got this from them.
Oh, the micro swabs.
Mm-hmm.
These just had to be fancy. These just had to be fancy.
Literally, wait.
But yeah, Gun Primer makes good stuff. And you use code COOP10 directly with them to save some money, man. And I want to give a shout out to our boy, Go Berserk Nate. Shout out to the twins, the times two.
Hey,
you got the times two over forever there.
Times two now. Yikes.
Yep. Times two on the diapers, times two on the
everything.
The clothes, shoes, everything. Got two brand new twins. So go berserk, Nate. Shout out to you, homie.
Yeah. Ray, I know he wanted to be at Farmville this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe I know you're going to raise him right. Yeah. And right by, go ahead and put, I think they hit the right age right now. You can go ahead and put that just communication on for him, bro. Just go ahead. Just go ahead and put the just communication on. Let that season for him for a little bit. And once they start cooing, that's when you hit them with the rhythm and motion. That's when, once they start cooing, because little mama Ari, I could say after Colony, and she's going to say after Colony, 195. She knows, and that's because when she was cooing, she got the rhythm and motion.
You had me, I was on an hour and a half binge yesterday just watching old Toonami promos after you were always talking about that shit. I found myself watching like something from 03. I'm like, damn, I remember this. Like, I was like, they had Super Robot Week and they just had different mobile suits every week, different anime mecha shows. I sat there and watched every episode that came on that week.
Crazy.
Good ass time, bro. Good ass time.
And that tells you right there. I want to say a quote. Let me make sure I'm not butchering it. I want to say it for this. For what you just said, brought it up, and also what we about to... and I stand by this quote. This is from The Office, one of the last episodes. Andy Bernard, he said, I wish there was a way to know when you're in the good old days before you actually left them.
Yep.
Make time to be in the good old days. Embrace the moment. Plamo event. Plamo Expo. I got goosebumps just thinking about it.
Be present, man. Be present.
Be present, being in the moment. And that's our problem. Because we get too present in the moment and like, we forget that we do this for YouTube as well. Yeah. As Spotify.
It happened last time for sure. Because I definitely walked around with the camera for 2 hours on my wrist.
Just being present. But again, I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you actually left them. I'm Coop over there, that's CD, somewhere's Austin, with an unnegated, never underrated, 168 hours down, or actually 154 hours down.
Yep.
Right? Or 44 hours down, because we dropped last Thursday. Another 168 hours to go. Till next time, people. Peace.
Register for Plamo. Register for Plamo.
Now.